It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, check it out. I want to show you all the moment that Republican Representative Mark Alford visits his home district only to get confronted by his own constituents who are there to tell him, hey, you got to stop supporting Trump's unconstitutional power grabs, stop supporting these bills that take Medicaid away from us, and stop supporting these ICE raids that are meant to target people who just want to live a better life. So at a time when things are grim, people showed up in this red district with one message. And it's basically just stand up to Donald Trump. All we want is for you to stand up to Donald Trump while he takes power away from us and consolidates it with himself. The point of a representative, the reason that representatives exist to serve districts, is to effing represent us in Congress. But that doesn't mean anything when they bow down to Trump every single time he asks them to pass a bill or look the other way about an appointment. We need representatives, congressmen and women, who are willing to stand up to Trump, and that is exactly the message that you'll take from this video. Let's start off with this main clip that's been going viral. This man's name is Fred. Fred came with a very simple message, and this town hall actually remained more civil than some of the previous ones. The Republican representatives usually get defensive, and they say, hey, why are you yelling at me? They get all weird and defensive, but in this one, everybody kept their cool, and you actually see some really beautiful moments. So I'm going to play this clip. Double check to make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. Let's check it out.
My great-great-grandfather helped open this university. I am pissed, and I'm pissed at you because I have emailed you because it's easier for me than to try to talk on the phone without profanity. I would appreciate you taking your father's U.S. Constitution book, read it, study it, make your own lines underneath it, and get Trump out of office. The man is a dictator. He knows nothing about what he talks about. I listened to him for about a half hour today. And I got sick at all the lies he brought up. Now, I'm about ready to lose my farm. Do you know why? I'm sure you don't know why.
Lose your what, sir?
Farm.
Farm?
Yeah.
Why is that, sir?
Because Missouri does not have wills. They have trust. They have legal zigzags. And a trust most people don't know anything about. So I'm dealing with a state that's a crooked state, doesn't care about what farmers happen. The only reason why we have farmers today is because the federal government funds them. How much money of our tax money goes to farmers? Farmers work very hard, but they're funded by the federal government, not by selling groceries. That's what Foster Farms and all of those characters, that's where they get their money. The price of steaks, $20 a pound, because of big business. You want to straighten out the budget? Start taxing corporations and the wealthy, like we've been telling you.
Now, there's a lot more to the clip, but just keep in mind, the Biden administration gave incentives to farmers, small and large farmers alike, and said, if you want to buy new equipment, it can be a write-off in this respect. We had governmental programs in place for farmers that helped them during Biden's term, and the Trump administration cut them, claiming they were going to save money. As Fred points out in this clip, if you want to save slash make money, then tax corporations. Don't take incentives away from farmers.
Do you think we're idiots? Do you think we don't pay taxes? Do you think that we don't have to make budgets? You talk about half-truths when I listen to you. You know nothing about taking care of children because you've always had a really good paying job. You know nothing about what a working class citizen does. Come down here. Come down here and start trying to pay your medical insurance. Come down here and walk into Costco to try to feed your family, to feed your kid that's moved out, to feed your great-grandchildren. I had a very good job in California, and I'm able to feed my family, and it goes all the way to great-grandchildren. You're not helping me. Believe me, you're not helping me. You need to take your head out of Trump's ass and start doing your representation.
Straight from the heart. Here's another clip where he's confronted regarding ICE. I want to play this one as well.
I have got...
Say that again.
Quit letting him get by with unconstitutional items such as armor.
All right, Fred, we're going to give the mic to somebody. Where's the mic? But I do want to answer this because Fred brings up an important point that I knew we would get to tonight, and that is the National Guard. You've seen on the news what's been happening. This started in California when Immigration Customs Enforcement was sent into California. ICE, yes, sir, ICE, that's what it stands for. Immigration Customs Enforcement was sent into California to arrest and deport, eventually, through Homeland Security, criminal illegal aliens. And so they were, that's what they did. And others who were here illegal, other illegal aliens. Primarily, it started out with criminal illegal aliens. But look, Joe Biden has let 12 million illegal aliens into our sovereign nation. I think putting a lot of strain on our services for Medicaid and for Medicare. And so we've got to make sure, and health care and other services, we've got to make sure that...
Okay, he's just lying right here. So the constituents bring up a valid concern. They say, we've been talking to you about the Constitution, about fascism. Why are you allowing him to send the military into other states or territories that he has nothing to do with? And this dude goes on this long-winded rant about immigrants taking up our resources, which is not true. There is no proof that immigrants are stretching our services thin. This is a talking point that was used back in World War II about Jewish people. Like Hitler would literally say, Jewish people are filling up our hospitals, our schools, our jobs. That's why we need to get them out. None of this is true. He's trying to scapegoat immigrants in any way possible, but he also just misses the point. If you want to go and deport somebody who's committed a slew of crimes, they're here illegally and they've beat people up and shot people, then okay, yeah, you can give this person due process and get them the hell out of our country. That is not what the National Guard is doing, and that's not Trump's intention. Trump is using the National Guard as public intimidation, and ICE has not been deporting criminals. ICE has been targeting people who work at farms, people who are going to immigration courthouses to have their day in court. They show up, and ICE is waiting there for them to just grab them and deport them, which is so disgusting and creates perverse incentives. Is that how you say it? It creates inverse incentives. When you're showing up for one reason and they subvert your expectations, other people aren't going to show up to a court anymore. They won't want to. So when this dude, Mark Alford, sits on stage and tries to defend the Trump administration's deportations as not fascist, he's missing the point. You are deporting people who don't deserve it. But let's also talk about what else Trump has done. You don't know what is fascist. Denying election results in 2020, then using that as a pretext to storm the Capitol. What about the executive order he just signed saying you can't burn a flag or else you go to jail? By the way, the Supreme Court ruled in the 90s that you can burn a flag. I wouldn't because I don't usually burn American flags, but if I wanted to, it is my constitutional right. I can burn as many effing flags as I want. What about Donald Trump attacking enemies, not only enemies in the media, trying to get their show canceled, but attacking enemies at schools, like actually attacking people at universities, attacking law firms, trying to investigate political opponents? Mark Alford needs to stop running defense for an administration that is very clearly running us off a cliff. And I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate this video, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.